With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. Montana wilderness advocates are launching a campaign in opposition to a bill introduced by the state's Republican Senator Steve Daines. If passed, that bill would eliminate protections for some federal lands in Montana. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
A new coalition called Our Land, Our Legacy says it plans to fight against Daines' bill with social media messages and an advertising campaign. It hopes to keep more than 500,000 acres in Montana designated as wilderness study areas, also known as WSAs. That means the land is currently protected. It's closed to mining, logging, and certain bicycle and motorized vehicle use. John Todd, director of the Montana Wilderness Association, is a coalition member.
This would represent the biggest rollback of protected public lands in Montana history.
Senator Daines says it's time to remove the protection status for the land because the federal government has taken more than 30 years to determine what to do with the wilderness areas. Daines says the future of the land has been in limbo for too long, and it's time for Congress to act. But members of Our Land, Our Legacy say that's the wrong approach. Coalition member Dave Byerly is a Lewistown City Commissioner.
I like Steve Daines, and I voted for him. But this WSA bill, it was a complete surprise and a real disappointment.
Lewistown sits at the foot of the Big Snowy Mountains, one of the wilderness study areas targeted by Daines' bill. Measure could also impact other WSAs, including Blue Joint and Sapphire, south and east of Hamilton, the Middle Fork Judith, south of Stanford, and the West Pioneer, east of Wisdom.
I'm pretty plugged into the community, and there has been no public issue with the Snowies being managed as a wilderness. No public concerns have been expressed.
Byerly says Daines hasn't held any public meetings in the state to explain the legislation and to accept comment from his constituents. The bill has received support from some county commissioners, hunting groups, and trail bike enthusiasts. Daines is scheduled to promote his bill during its first hearing in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee on Wednesday. I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.